You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Swansea versus Tottenham now then at the Liberty. Swansea are 4-1. It's 14-5 about the draw, and Spurs are in the betting at 8-11. This is a game featuring second versus fourth bottom. Both sides obviously desperate for the points here, Derek, for different reasons. Spurs have won their last four games in succession. Swansea, they huffed and puffed a lot against Borough, and we're badly missing Fernando Llorente, I think. If he comes back, I give them some sort of a squeak here, but without him, it's going to be a very, very tall order to beat one of the best sides in the league.
Yeah, and sad full of confidence. And even without Harry Kane, you know, they're scoring goals and winning games easily. I mean, going to Burnley, you know, that wasn't an easy task for them. But they basically give Burnley a lesson, pull their pants down and smack their behind, really.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't they do that against Swansea, who are not as good as Burnley? I think they will. I think 8-11. And, you know, it's almost like the old days when you think, Tottenham, odds on away from home. Not on your line. Nowadays, OK, their away record is not great. But against teams like this now, with the business end of the season, they don't seem to be making mistakes. They're almost like Chelsea going to away from home and, you know, and picking up 3 points without playing particularly brilliantly, but just doing a professional job. I think 8-11 is a gift, to be honest.
Swansea, as I mentioned there, Derek, how badly do you feel they are missing Fernando Llorente? They seem to put a lot... I think they made 31 crosses into the box on Saturday, and without his presence there to get on the end of them, they did look a little bit like they were going to struggle to score without him.
Yeah, they did. I thought, you know, people were saying they were a better side against Middlesbrough, but I was watching that, and apart from like an 8-minute spell near the end when it was all hands to the pump, I never thought Middlesbrough were ever threatened. You know, I thought to myself, because I'd backed Middlesbrough, and I thought, they're not going to concede here. If we sneak one at the end, I'm going to pay out here. Middlesbrough almost did. So, no, I don't. Every time I watch Swansea, I think if he stops Sigurdsson, I don't think they're a threat. I mean, Llorente's got to be weighed in with a few, but he's a bit like the Lukaku's and the Benteke's and Llorente's, isn't he? You know, it's all about services. He's not going to win a game on his own. And they're the players I like, the fantasy players. I don't see Llorente as one of them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.